Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giulio, you guys with us, 215-592-9494. All right, coming up, you people, got to see what they're saying today. Now, usually Kyle monitors you people and has a sense of where they're going. I mean, today Fran is in charge of monitoring you people. Were they in check today, the you people, or are they all over the place?
All over the place.
Yeah, that's what I expect.
I feel like that's how it usually is, right?
Yeah, it is usually the Wild West there. So we'll get to them, see what they're up to.
Wild West.
It is the Wild Wild West and the you people. All right, so we'll get to them. We're also going to get to this. I saw this over the weekend, right? So the Flyers had two first-round selects, right? They traded up for their second one. But their first one, number six, they took Porter Martone, the kid they took at number six. And I'm listening to an interview he did with his parents, and it was cool. And we wished him luck. I saw some people, they were hoping for a different player. So it was kind of a pick that not everyone was on board with. But he looks like he's going to be a good player, and seems like they added size and toughness this weekend. So hopefully the Flyers are heading the right direction. But I heard this, and I couldn't help but think there was a similarity between Hugh Douglas and Porter Martone, the newest Flyer. Let's hear from Porter and his family after being selected by the Flyers sixth overall Friday night.
Porter? Philly fan growing up, and here you are going off to Broad Street. What would the young Porter think about this?
Yeah, you know what? It's a dream come true for sure. I'm going to get my mom with tears here. But, I remember my novice year, me and my dad, we took a trip down to Philly on my birthday. We got to see a game there. So, I'm so honored. And, it's honestly, I can't even put into words right now.
And a big thing was you played on the pond, back of your house. Mike, you cleared that off for him. And, you put on the Vaseline for his cheeks not to get frostbite. What can you say about your kids' love of the game?
It's truly just, like, from the heart. It's, like, just who they are. I can't even explain it. I can't put it into words.
Best game in the world, and so happy that he's a Flyer now.
Yes.
He's so a Flyer. They're going to love you there. They're
going to
love him. All right. Thank you very much, Porter. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me on.
And slather Vaseline on me.
Yeah, the Vaseline thing, because it's like the Vaseline thing is to help keep him warm.
Well, his cheeks didn't get frostbite.
Yeah, the cheeks.
But I heard that.
Mom said it like that, though. His cheeks wouldn't get frostbite. That was crazy.
It's true. He's out there in the freezing cold on the pond.
His cheeks.
I know. It also says something about our show that I'm listening to that. It's a feel-good moment, right? He's picked sixth overall. The kid's about to be a Flyer and hopefully a great one. And I'm hearing that. I'm like, he's just like you.
And wearing the Vaseline.
Slather Vaseline on me.
Man, yeah, that was traumatic. Once I think about it now. Used to go to school looking like a brand new penny, shiny, with a jerry curl. Can you imagine it? It's a bad look. Francis, don't look like that, man. I had a jerry curl
like?
Back. I'm just saying, you looked at like, wow, you were shiny and had a jerry curl.
I was like, wow, that's awesome.
It's a lot.
Bring back one of the two looks, which one could you bring back for us?
I definitely can't bring back the jerry curl look. That's a wrap.
Those days are over.
It had to be the shiny penny.
Yeah.
Had to be the shiny penny look. That would be the look that I would go for.
Could you imagine you people on the day you come in here slathered in Vaseline?
Boy, they'll have a field day. They're probably having a field day now about something. Who knows?
Well, the fact that for no reason you said Skip. I mean, he's clearly living rent-free in your head.
No,
you like Skip.
I think he does, too.
What do you mean?
I don't know. I think he likes Skip.
Right, you get on the defensive. He's your neighbor. He's your friend.
No, it's not. It's just, I had a trying weekend.
Why?
And, lost my keys. Lost my keys. And, it was a lot going on.
Yeah.
And it's just the timing of everything is just ironic.
Skip?
Everything.
Yeah. The keys.
The keys, all that. Yeah. Yeah. It's ironic.
The Vaseline.
All of that. It was just ironic, man. So, yeah. I needed a little, I had to take a little respite this weekend.
Yeah. Lay low a little bit. Hide from your neighbor that's trying to break in your house again. Yeah, I get that. All right. 215-592-9494. We'll check in with you people coming up in a few minutes. I do want to give a shout out, though. And it's been mostly a day on WIP for us to rip Jack Fritz. I think that's kind of universal. I mean, he melted down yesterday in a significant way. I think everyone agrees with that. I've seen the video. I have. I got exclusive footage of the meltdown. It was bad. But I do want to give a positive shout out
what you got?
To Jack Fritz here. Well, I'm going to hold it up for the you people to see. I am holding in my hand a copy, Hugh, of Ring the Bell.
This is a nice-looking book.
This is Jack's book. So Jack and his co-author, Kevin Reavy, the foreword by Scott Fransky, which is pretty darn cool, how the Philadelphia Phillies built baseball's best fan base. So I'm excited to read this on my vacation when I'm flying next week. And if you want to pick up your copy, ringthebellbook.com.
Is Jack pitchers in there? Does he have a picture of
Yeah, look, there's his picture.
He got dressed. Oh, he didn't get dressed up for the picture?
No, this looks like our old studio shots.
And Kevin didn't get dressed up either. So
it's a casual thing. They're authors and fans.
Okay.
What do you want? A shirt and tie?
I mean, yeah. I thought that
for a book jacket.
Eh.
I thought they're supposed to be more casual.
Well, I don't know. I've never written a book.
This is you kind of in your regular.
Okay.
Thing.
Yeah. Okay. I guess
it's a book for Phillies fans by Phillies fans.
Maybe a collared shirt.
Yeah.
You know.
I thought we're not critiquing this segment. I thought we're just helping him sell the book. All right. Ringthebellbook.com. I'm excited to read it. Proud of Jack for writing this along with Kevin.
That's pretty good. That's pretty cool.
It is awesome. Cool. So go pick it up if you haven't ordered it yet. Ringthebellbook.com for your copy. I got mine now. I'm excited to read it. All right. Let's talk to Logan in Delaware. Hey, Logan.
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Good, Logan. What's up?
Good, man. I didn't know about the Vaseline on the cheeks trick, man. That's nice. I had to bring
and slather Vaseline on me.
You ain't got a plan to that. What you doing?
Yes, he does.
Doing my job.
What you doing?
I mean, that drop cannot be used enough. I mean, it's a great one. Go ahead, Logan.
So I am enjoying the Philly season. I think even strictly just because I refuse to not enjoy a team that's going to win 90-something games because it was so much harder when they were terrible. So I'm trying to stay positive.
I'm going to put you back on hold, Logan.
Terrible, kind of like your phone.
Yeah, the connection's not good. So,
horrible.
But he is bringing up a point that, Hugh, I think a lot of people probably resonate with.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you were saying from your perspective, like, they're like the teams you've seen the last few years since you came back to WIP.
Yes.
The Phillies' history is littered with bad teams, right? Like, the Phillies have the most losses for a reason. The
mm-hmm.
Phillies have had a lot of lean years. They've had a lot of times where they go huge droughts without the playoffs, like decade-long droughts. 10 years here, 12 years here, 15. Like, that's their history.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand if you're a fan like our last caller was trying to, you know, make his point and then the connection went out. Like, some people just won't get annoyed at them or won't and not enjoy it because they've had so many bad teams over the years that, like, mm-hmm. it feels almost ridiculous. And Logan is back with us here. Logan, I get it. Like, the Phillies have had so many bad years in the past that if they're going to win 90, you're going to try to enjoy it and not get hung up on the flaws.
Yeah, because – and I think the issue I have, too, which I think can be tricky, is, like, I have no clue if any of the other top six teams in baseball go through three- or four-game hitting slumps where they get four or five hits. They very well could, and I just don't know it. You know what I mean? I saw a stat yesterday, too, where they said that I think the Phillies are second in the league with at batting average with runners in scoring position.
Yes.
Which I thought was shocking. So it makes me wonder, like, maybe it's in comparison to these other teams that we're not watching. It might not be as bad as it feels watching as a fan.
It certainly isn't. I mean, Logan, I don't know if they're the third or fourth best team in baseball or they're more like sixth or seventh, but they're certainly not 20th, right? Like, they're good, right? And what they have is a pitching staff that is so good that it makes up for the flaws. Like, they won yesterday a game where really they didn't play that well, right? They were terrible situational hitting. Their bullpen was choppy at the end, and they still won because Ranger Suarez is that good. Like, if you have that, you can win a lot of games.
Got a chance.
Yeah, and I think, too, like, it's hard to – If you're a wake me up in October guy, then don't watch during the summer then, because that's my opinion, because I can't they can't prove anything to me about that till we get there. So I'm gonna enjoy it. I'm gonna try to stay positive because I feel like the ceiling for this offense is high, and it can be frustrating. Absolutely, I'm not blind to that. But I feel like that's just kind of where I'm at through the season, kind of waiting it out, trying to enjoy it.
Yeah, and I get that, Logan, and we appreciate the phone call. And I think a lot of people want to be in that realm, and I've tried to be there, and I see, like, the rotation is good enough, Hugh, where it's you get excited almost every night. Because,
you got,
like,
a shot. You got a chance.
Tonight, Zach Wheeler's on the mound.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine he's going to pitch really well because Zach Wheeler, 9 out of every 10 times he pitches as a Philly, pitches really well. This is what the guy does. He's a great pitcher. And they're going to have a real chance to win the game. They're favorites tonight. They should win. So, like, there's reason to have us excited all the time.
I totally agree.
You see, though, like yesterday, for example, in 8 of the 9 innings, they didn't score. They had the bases loaded at one point, didn't score. They had second and third in, what was it, the 7th inning? and didn't score again. Like, they have a tendency to do the kind of things that you're like, that's going to kill them at some point.
Frustrating.
Yeah.
And that's the reason why you feel the way you feel, because we've seen this before. And that's why for you and Francisco, it's frustrating and annoying, because you go back, whether you want to admit it or not, you're looking ahead and you're worried about what's going to happen in the postseason. And so that translates to, I'm frustrated with the team and they're doing this, that, and the third, because you've seen them go home from doing the same things in the postseason. So, yeah, I get that part of it.
The other part of, I think, the just what's in my head is, and I think this came up earlier in the show, is I have no idea how aggressive they're going to be to fix these problems. Like, Dave Dombrowski hasn't done a good job at these trade deadlines, Fran. Like, if I knew Dombrowski was going to go out there and he was going to get a real bat and he was going to get a big bullpen arm and they were going to bring Painter up and switch someone to the bullpen, I'd be like, all right, I could be patient. They're in first place. They're going to fix it. But the last two trade deadlines have been just garbage. Like, I don't have the faith he's going to fix all these things.
Well, I was actually fine with the trade deadline last year. I know it didn't work out, but still.
You liked Estevez?
I mean, I liked I think it made sense.
Yeah, I mean, it did.
Wasn't terrible when he was here.
I know,
here.
But he did get the home run
to Lindor. I guess. Yeah, but just looking at, like, you talking about him having aggressive deadlines, he hasn't been aggressive since he's been here.
He has not.
No, I didn't get Rooker last year at the deadline.
The closest thing is Ohapi for Marsh, and that was like the most aggressive move he made.
Probably, yeah. And I mean, Lorenzen made the All-Star team that year, I think.
But he didn't pitch in the postseason.
Right, true, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like that. If I knew Dave Dombrowski was going to have the kind of deadline, Hugh, that I could get excited about, I would feel different. It feels like we've gotten a different Dave Dombrowski than his reputation. Because his reputation was like, he put his cards on the table and he went for it. And, you know, since he got here, it's been like, they patched this hole. It hasn't excited us. I remember last year they got Hayes and Estevez. We were like, all right, they filled two holes, but it didn't feel like they changed the team.
The moves that were made didn't match the bravado that he had.
Yep.
You know, when you talk about somebody who talking about opening up the purse strings and breaking bread and spending money, it hasn't lived up to the hype. And that's what people are seeing, because we're all sitting here. I think we've gotten used to it now, because we're all sitting here. Because I asked Fran this morning, okay, if you could change the team, what would you trade it for?
He basically took dynamite and blew it up.
He blew it up. But at the same time, there was no feasible options, you know, to replace anybody. And that's the tough spot to be in, because you know this team, you would love to have another bat, a more consistent bat. But when you think about it and you're being realistic about it, where are you going to get it from?
Well, okay, but I think you could if you're willing to trade some of your best prospects.
That's what I'm saying, but it doesn't feel like that's the case.
So we're stuck.
It doesn't feel it basically.
They're definitely stuck.
It doesn't feel like that's the case. It feels like, you know, in order to make the moves that are going to move the meter, that's not what we're trying to do.
I think you're right. I'm just telling you, like, for me, watching these games, if you told me, Joe, take a deep breath, a month from now, we're going to have a legitimate closer, like a real top-end guy, and another big bat in the lineup, I'd say, all right, let's go win the World Series. Like, they're still not perfect, but they could win the World Series if they do those things. They would have enough offense. Bryce coming back. We know the starting pitch is excellent, and it would certainly fix the bullpen enough, along with moving a starter there. That would make me feel great. I don't feel like they're going to do that. All right, let's check in with you people, friend. Let's see what you people are up to today. I'm excited to hear from them.
You people.
It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
All right, so it's been a lot of interesting stuff.
I'm sure.
On the YouTube comments today. Definitely a wide range of everything that's been talked about today. First one, Aaron in San Diego.
Oh boy, he's
not
there?
On the phone lines.
He's invaded the U people.
Yes, and he takes a shot at Cowboy Jim. He said, "Hey, Cowboy Jim, do me a favor and get me a blanket and some peanuts."
Yeah, the caller on caller crime has become U people on U people
that
crime.
That is so disrespectful.
It's good though.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Well, you're not going all in on Cowboy Jim. Because
that was funny. I did say it was
yeah,
funny.
Yeah, but you're always tepid in your criticism of Cowboy Jim, because one time he brought you bourbon and eye candy. Excuse me?
Nothing. I didn't say nothing. I was workshopping.
No, I remember that. The second time was he got you a free drink on the flight, didn't he?
Something like that.
Yeah. Didn't get Kyle and I a free drink.
I just never.
Or did Ike and Jack get a free drink? Upgrade?
That's who it was. But yeah. I think it's a couple.
You've gotten liquor a couple times?
I think so. It sounds about right. But yeah, it was just. Yeah.
Yeah, so you've sold out. Okay.
Nah, I'm just saying.
Yeah,
he's
sold out.
He's
not all right.
All right, a lot of Fritz the Camera stuff, as expected.
Good.
There's been a few names thrown out there for Jack now. It's Jack Quits. That's one.
Jack Quits with a Z?
Yeah.
That's strong.
It's a good one. All right, I still am picking Jack to win this, but if Jack bows out before it's over, he will become Jack Quits. I mean, that's...
You're going to coin it now?
Yeah,
okay.
I mean, I'm just... He's got... Win or lose. If he loses, he loses. What are you going to do, right? It's a competition. He's not Jack Quits if he loses. If he quits, though, if he walks...
You can't quit.
You can't quit against the camera?
You can't quit.
Just show up. You probably should win.
Yeah, you can't tap out.
I really think if Jack just shows up for the next four events, he's going to win three of them.
Just show up.
But you're making it sound like it's a slam dunk.
I think he'll win. Slam dunk may be strong, but I think if he shows up in baseball, if he shows up in running, and he shows up in basketball, he will win.
I feel like the camera has a good shot, though. Like, or good, not good shot, good J.
Oh, like in basketball?
Yeah.
Well, he's a free throw shooter.
Yeah, but that might work if, you know, little dribble,
shoot.
Left to the
score.
Right, crossover.
All right, if we get down to a game five, to camera, Fritz, all on the line, and it's a game of basketball one-on-one, who are you picking? I'm picking Jack.
I'm going to go with
the depends camera. On the length, too. If you're going to 11, I'd probably take Jack for the...
Yeah, the stamina.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if it's like 7 to 5 to 7 or something like that,
can you
see the camera?
Jack just blocking Joe's shots? Can Joe jump? Can he get any lift off the ground?
So here's my thing. I think that Joe will... If it comes down to game 5 here,
which I believe it will.
It's like the divisional series
this
of baseball.
That's it.
That if it comes down to it, he'll put his body into Fritz and he'll let him know what's
your
up.
Your body?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could also see Joe calling fouls. I'm not sure how they're going to referee or like who's calling the fouls, but that could get dicey. All right, so they're calling him Jack Quits, which is not a good look.
So another DeCamera Fritz thing from Sean. He said June 29th, 2025, Jack lost in golf to an anemic man held together by mere pride and bubblegum.
That sounds like Joe DeCamera. Yeah, and there's a lot of pride there, as you could tell. Listen him tell the story this morning. Yep.
A few more. One from Curlin. Or actually, both of these are from Curlin. Taking a shot at Hugh, he said, or she said, was Fran scared to shoot the J, or is Hugh the Tobias Harris of wingmen?
Ooh.
What you mean? First of all,
it
was not in my wheelhouse. I'm telling him I saw the interaction, and I'm just trying to nuzz the young Thundercat to go out there.
Maybe
they're
saying you didn't really help enough.
What was I supposed to do?
I don't know. Well, that sounds like Tobias Harris.
He told
Harris.
Me to ask him to a
more.
Phillies game.
I was like, ask her to go to a game. That's a nice
off
little icebreaker.
Bat?
Hey, be like, hey, are you? First of all, the first question you ask, do you have a boyfriend? If she say no, I say, hey, look, you want to go hang out at a game? That would have been like a alley oop. That'd have been a slam dunk. You got pulled, don't you? You can get into the game.
Yeah,
I mean, he could buy a pair of tickets. It's not
that's
that
it.
Hard. Yeah,
get up
that's
in the press
what I'm
box.
Saying.
Yeah. Well, the prime parking spots. That's
a
perk.
Problem,
yeah. There's your perk.
Yeah, that'd have been a great little icebreaker.
Yeah, you'll notice as you go through the you people comments, they're usually ripping Hugh, and I'm sure today there's a lot of that.
Last one here is from Curlin again, talking about the vacation thing.
Mm-hmm.
Hugh, she said, "LOL, Hugh, that is a vacation."
Going out there acting a fool.
Fool,
I guess that.
But you can act as a fool anywhere.
Yeah, you can, but it's not like you're not really going anywhere to act a fool. You're kind of like going down the street. That's like going to visit, like, cousins.
You know, not everyone lives that close to the shore.
I mean, what, 45 minutes?
Which town you're going to. It could. When I drove to Sea Isle last week, it took me 2 hours.
Yeah, it was a long. That was a nice little trip.
Sea Isle's not around the corner, at least for me, because I'm up a little more north.
But we went down there to see people that we already know, so that's what I'm saying. It's not like, you know.
Well, because we were at an Eagles-themed event.
Yeah, it was
event.
Like a bunch of silver hairs there, too.
Silver hairs.
Yeah.
You calling people old?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think I can because I am one of the old people. I'm one of the elder statesmen.
You are a silver beard is what they say.
So the comment wasn't finished. It was, LOL, that's a vacation. Hugh, an excursion is when you lose your keys sober.
Ooh.
That's
when
a nice,
you throw out your keys sober, actually.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
She got it. You won that one.
Just saying.
That's a good one.
Yeah. You think those keys will ever turn up?
Mm-mm.
So where are you at right now? Just update the audience. You've gotten a new fob for your truck,
I got the fob for my truck.
How about the house?
The house. Now I'm working on for my mailbox, the mailbox.
Is that all you have?
That's it. And once I get that, I'm good.
I mean, that's not that bad.
No, it's not bad.
Some people carry like a lot of keys.
I used to be that guy, and I would carry them around my neck. And it's don't do that anymore. Yeah, well, you know, I have them on the little,
but it's not the heavy?
Little lanyard. Yeah, but lanyard.
Wasn't that heavy with the extra keys?
Not really. Nah.
Okay.
But I was like a what was that? Like the janitor. Like Trey gave me an idea this weekend because he was like, he really leaned into the clowning me about this thing. He said, I need to get some of them janitor keys. Like,
you hook them on the side of the belt.
And he said, yes. You would never lose.
Carry that around.
We'll hear you halfway down the hallway. Oh, no, there's you.
You coming to janitor. That's what he told me to do. And, I got the whole AirPod thing. Get the AirPods. Not the AirPods, the AirTags. Get the AirTag
AirPods
thing.
AirPods for listening.
Yeah, get the AirTag thing. But I kind of like the janitor keys thing.
Oh,
though.
You should do that.
Did it? Snap them onto the side.
They don't even have to see you. They'll just listen.
Yeah,
it's like my cat. I just know my cat by the.
Here's Hugh. He's coming. He got those keys on. Yeah, he said you never lose them with those.
Have you guys seen Hugh? Yeah, he's jingling down the hall. Yeah,
there you go. He's going to check the lights.
I like that.
He's going to check the what's that? The smoke detector.
Yeah, they might ask you to do extra work around here. Lights are out. Could you go fix those,
basically,
Hugh?
Yeah, that's what I'm going
to
do.
All right, Hugh, before we hand it over to the afternoon show, what a lot of explaining to do today. So I'm really excited to hear them today because they get to give a unique perspective of what happened yesterday, right? So this morning, Joe gave his perspective. I think a lot of it was pretty fair. I watched the video. But every member of that show coming up at 2 o'clock, they all were there yesterday.
Yes.
And as you said, you heard very supportive both from...
Yeah, I heard they both were very supportive.
Ike and Spike.
And it's funny because, like, normally when I talk to Ike about certain things, he's always been supportive.
Yeah,
he was over the top today. He's very supportive.
Yeah, they're trying to pump their guy up.
Yeah, they're trying to get the guy right.
Well, they need him to, otherwise, because if Jack loses, it's a poor reflection on the afternoon show.
Oh, it's a reflection on the whole show.
Oh, absolutely. Of course it is. I mean, they need him to win for the show.
I guess they do skew, or they think they're the most athletic.
Well, that's what I mean. If they lose to camera, it's a big blow to the afternoon show. So I expect them to pump them up today and try to get them back on track. Are they coming up in a couple minutes? But Hugh, before we go, you want to put together a parlay?
You know what? I didn't think about it.
You need to win some money tonight?
I always need to win
some
money.
All right, what do we got? Well, we got Phillies Padres. You going Phillies money line?
Oh, I got to go. If I'm going to Phillies, I got to go on the money line.
All right. It's a pretty big money line. Mine is 225.
We get a Schwarber on tonight? Schwarber?
Schwarby? We could. I mean, he hit one on Friday in that
last
game.
Last day of June, so,
And it hasn't been his typical June.
Last year wasn't even that big of a June for him either.
No. He's plus 215 for the homer tonight. You know who's the third most likely Philly to homer tonight in the odds?
Who is that?
Max Kepler.
He got to have a bounce back. So we going instead.
No, I'm not saying we should bet it. I'm just telling you what the odds.
No, I'm just saying. You want to bet that? What you think, Francisco?
I don't want any connection to Max Kepler.
Wait a minute though. But this might be tonight. You've been talking all that trash.
Why are you lying?
I'm going Max Kepler.
You're betting Max Kepler home run.
I think
this is where we depart, and you have your own parlay, and I put mine in. So what are you doing? Phillies money line Kepler homer?
Phillies money line Kepler homer.
What's your payout on that? 12-1?
Yeah, I got that's $42. Plus 428, yeah.
Just plus 428. That's not much.
Yeah, but you want to juice it a little bit?
Of course you got to juice it.
Who are we going to juice it with?
4-1?
Record a hit. Who going to record a hit?
How about Trey hasn't hit a homer at home yet?
So plus you want Trey Turner, a
isn't
home
that
run
wild?
Or
it's
a
still
hit.
Stupid. It's dumb. Like hit a home
hit,
run at
a
home.
A hit
dude.
Or a home run.
Like grow up.
Well, he's saying
stupid.
Home run. Put the
home
run.
I'm gonna put the
it
home
is,
in.
It is wild, Francisco.
It is.
It has been brought up. Trey Turner.
That juiced that thing right there.
Was he up to 10 or 11 now?
It's like I think 11.
I think it's the two Friday night.
Yeah.
And they're all on the road.
Yeah. Like grow up, man. Hit a home run at home, man.
You know what?
Oh, that's that $2 bet right there. Get me $45.
All right. That's it's not going to hit, but we're going to put it anyway. All right. You guys have a great rest of your day. Afternoon show next, right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.